Pay attention.
Creepy weirdo.
I would like a strong, powerful woman to protect me.
Mm-hmm. He'll fight for America.
Yep.
Poobie Square, the Playable Characters Podcast. Hey, everybody. This is the Playable Characters Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello.
What's up? We're back. And for another exciting week.
Sorry.
Episode 7054 of the Playable Characters Podcast.
Damn right, governor.
Coming at you. I am Brian McGinnis. To my right
is Calvin S. Cato.
And to my left,
Al Patel. I almost got tricked again.
Yeah, the Triforce of video game podcasts.
We are the Triforce.
The best video game podcast.
I'm the Triforce
in the world.
Of chubbiness.
Yep, me too.
You're the Triforce. You're also the Triforce
I would
of
like to be.
What are you the Triforce of?
Sass.
Triforce of sass and oversharing.
Yeah.
And oversharing.
And pillow talk.
Yes.
Let's, this is cool. Oh, by the way, guys, hey, give us a like on iTunes.
Please follow us on Twitter.
Rate us.
Playable Podcast.
Like it, subscribe, share, tell people.
Visit
tell
our website, give us
all
some
that
hits.
Stuff.
Or email us or interact with us. We love hearing from you guys.
Make a Patreon and give us for us and just donate, I guess.
Or just mail me money directly. That would be great. Here are all our Venmos.
Yep. So, anyway, let's, this is going to be... This is a first for us.
Yeah, we have a returning
guest.
We have a returning guest.
This is incredible. You may remember him from episode like 7 or 8-ish.
What do we call you now?
Well, yeah, you could call me boss and mid-boss now.
It's a video game guard we had from earlier in our first season.
Yes, that's right. Before I got upgraded to mid-boss.
And now you're a mid-boss. Congratulations.
Episode 7.
Do you have a name or do you just, that's, you're at the mid-boss level?
I can make whatever name I want now because I'm a mid-boss. So let's call me Master Mike.
Okay, Master Mike.
That's correct.
So you're a rapper?
Yeah, it sounds like a real rapper.
Mixmaster Mike was in the in the hip hop game.
So Master Mike,
yes,
you can be a mid boss in any game now.
I can.
Any game, really?
Yes. It's like a union. You work here with your journeyman.
That's correct.
Like that, you know.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's a journeyman. Yeah. Now I have a bunch of guards underneath me in numerous games that I hop in now. I'm way harder to be fired or removed.
I see that you've like your uniform. I mean, there's a lot of armor now.
A lot of armor. I'm also,
your skin color's changed too. I've noticed that.
Yes, it's slightly lighter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you gotten more white? Is that like a racial thing as well?
Or? Oh, I don't know. I don't see color in video games. I am stronger now. I'm bigger.
I gained
a foot.
Oh yeah, I was gonna
foot
say
tall.
I was like, yeah, I've noticed that. You're like.
Yeah, you're almost as tall as Brian. Now.
That's true. Yeah. Are you mid-boss blood? Is that what you have?
I might be.
I think his dad was a mid-boss.
Was he? Yeah.
Possibly.
Was your dad a mid-boss?
Yeah, I mean, he acted like it, so I would imagine so.
Interesting.
Oh, does that go through the father? Like Judaism goes through the mom?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Your boss level goes through the father.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yes,
that's
it does.
Cool.
Yeah. Was your father destroyed, Brian?
No. He's still around.
Understand. Oh, wow.
Oh, so you got to retire.
Yeah.
Oh, he retired as a mid-boss. I mean, I'll retire as a boss. I'm not saying I'm better than your father, but...
Okay.
Are you like
some attitude on him though?
So as a mid boss, I know it depends on the video game, but are you more of like a late game boss or an early game boss?
Well, mid boss is early. Where'd you get this idiot? Mid boss is early. I'm sorry,
really
that's a dumb question.
Games. He's just playing Street.
Well, no, because you know there are several.
He
bosses.
Just plays Street. Sure.
There's. Oh, it depends on.
Well, there are several bosses.
Well,
so.
I mean, have you like Meta Knight for example is a mid boss?
Okay.
Ridley is a mid boss.
Yes.
Abobo, my buddy Abobo.
Yes.
Oh, you got to hang out with Abobo now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've hung out with him.
Wow. Okay. So you got a whole new group. Now, do you treat your guards nice since you were a guard for so long?
If they're not stupid, sure.
Oh, so
I mean, as long as they do their job.
Oh, okay.
You know, as long as they're not sleeping on the job or getting scared by cardboard boxes, then yes.
Oh, so you don't get scared by boxes anymore?
Nothing scares me.
Oh, well, that's...
Except for the boss.
The main boss.
Okay.
Although I do have to ask, do you ever get scared by the weapon that's usually found in your area?
In the area?
You know, the weapon found in your level, because that's usually the one that's going to defeat
you. Yeah, I'll be honest with you, and I shouldn't be saying this, but rockets scare me now.
Okay.
Also, any high-powered laser weapon.
Yeah. Why do you leave the weapons laying in your level to
what? Yeah, because they always do that. They always make it really convenient. Have you thought about trying to get rid of those?
You're just right outside the door.
Yeah, they're right outside the door. Yes, I mean, that's what we're supposed to do.
That's where you store
that's
the weapons.
That's where we store the weapons, just outside conveniently for me, just in case I need to grab them.
Okay.
Also, as long as they're in plain sight, I can see, the hero has the weapon, I should hide.
Right. Okay.
you have a hide. I guess you go through stages, right?
Yeah.
You shoot, you hide.
Yeah.
Do you transform? Are you one of those transforming bosses?
The last job I had three different forms. Mm-hmm. By the third form, which is very painful.
What were the forms? What kind of forms?
The first form, I gained wings. The first one.
That's cool. Tell us about that.
That's a bit standard.
Which is cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Like flying wings or like shooting wings?
It was wings that shot thorns out.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a monster horror game.
Yeah, like
sort of. Game. Legendary Wings. Remember that game for Nintendo?
Legendary
Wings? Oh, yeah.
It was called Pilot Wings, I remember.
It was called Legend for regular Nintendo. It was called Legendary Wings.
Michelle Hart was the main character, right?
Remember no, it was two Michelle dudes with wings. Hart. It was two guys with wings. It was a side scroller and a top down.
They're like two angels.
Oh, I think it was a different
game.
It's
like Contra.
It's a hard game. But yeah, it was cool. Anyways, they had wings.
So you have wings.
Then I had wings. And the second transformation, my chest cavity opened up and an eye was inside.
Whoa.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, it was a bit painful. I didn't reach my third form because I destroyed the hero and then I was just, that was my, that was the last job I had previous.
So you won. You beat the.
Yeah. And then I moved on, and that's that was a trial for me to be a boss.
Sort of like how does HR figure out what forms you take?
Yeah,
how do
you choose that?
Do they give you a serum?
It depends on the job you go to. Depends on the job you go to. I was offered to do the second Wolfenstein game. As a mid boss,
right?
But I declined.
You don't want to be associated with the
What?
I didn't say
with the what?
I didn't say anything. You don't want to be associated with the people who run.
The
castle.
Mr. H. Wink, wink. Right,
Mr. H. Yes, Mr. H.
Yeah.
Okay. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. No, that's not his name. Let's skip that one.
Now, is there a?
Let's 88 that.
Good year.
Is there like a pay increase that comes with being a mid-boss?
Yeah. Pay increase, I have way more vacation days.
Oh, nice.
For some reason, my senses are heightened a little better.
Okay.
Before I would be tricked by, like I said, anything that was below my waist or anything above my head. Now I can, now I can see anything. Okay, drop that pen. I can see it.
Whoa.
That pen's on the floor.
Wow.
Very good.
I've also seen your attack patterns have changed, too.
What about behind you? Like, let's say I get behind you.
That, I'm still blind.
That's still tough.
Yeah. Still blind.
Hard to turn around.
Yeah, right? Hard to turn around. And now, now I'm just doing a... the game that... I shouldn't be really talking about the game that I'm doing now.
Yeah, tell us.
Yeah, I could give you a little bit. I could just hint at it a bit.
Sure.
Was it still in development or something? Or?
Yeah, it's in development. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a game that's takes place. You takes place in a sunken city.
Mm-hmm.
That is it's a first person shooter game. I'll be wearing an aqua suit.
It's kind of fun.
Suit. Okay.
The hero
is there like a drill involved?
How did perhaps? You know? One of my friends used to do the first version of this game. He liked it.
Are there little girls who help?
Yeah,
you
he
out?
Had to protect his daughter.
It's your daughter. Your daughter works with you. No.
Well, she's going to. I have fingers crossed. I gotta say, she wants to get into
this. Is this BioShock?
Mm-hmm. Is it a biologically shocking game?
Huh? What? I can't say.
Oh, he can't.
Do they train you on this? Like, do they give you like scuba training?
There's like a manual. Yeah. Here's what this boss does, I guess, or here's your weapons.
I get a bit of scuba training. Also, I think for me, it's just like if you hear a noise, I'm just supposed to lunge and scream.
Yeah,
right. So,
are you allowed to bring your own ideas to the character, like a
like
a Daniel Day-Lewis might or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. I try. Usually, a lot of the developers don't want to hear it. Right. They're like, okay, sure, because I, when I was the job after, I was like an Abobo level character, and right. I immediately was like, well, can I just have some grenades and a gun? And they're like, well, this is a brawler with fists, and I just insisted on having a gun.
Sometimes they
said no.
Sometimes they do have guys with grenades and guns in regular beat brawlers.
Yeah,
which seems fair.
It's like with Mortal Kombat when they had Striker, who was just using flat out guns.
Oh yeah,
it's like I don't.
He was such a bad character. They gave him guns, and still nobody used
them. I know.
Yeah. That was his idea. Yeah.
I have a taser.
We should have Stryker on the podcast. I'm sure he's not doing anything.
Sure.
He won't return my calls.
Right. Try.
Oh, he won't.
Yeah. Because his phone's off.
He's hard to get.
I don't know if he has a phone.
Yeah, I know.
He might not.
Landline.
So, yes. I know that you said that you can't really, control, but do you at least have a writer where you're like, hey, if I'm going to be in a boss room, I need at least like two thrones of blood?
Thrones of blood?
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually in my contract is it, but yeah, I need at least one throne of blood.
Okay, good.
What's a throne of blood?
What do you think?
I mean, is it a throne? Is it blood in the shape of a throne, or is it a throne covered in blood. I really don't know. I'm with Brian
covered
here.
Covered in blood or a throne where like the cushions occasionally like ooze blood out. Like
ooh,
a living
why
throne.
Would you want that?
Yeah, well, then it would look like you're having your period if you got up from that throne.
My goodness. Which is hella sexy. Yeah, stupid.
Wow.
You're saying it's sexy when it looks like someone's...
I fucking love a period of blood on a throne.
Oh my
it's good.
God, Calvin. We're learning a lot about you.
This one got real dirty.
Real gross.
Real fast.
So tell us about... What was your name again? What should we call
Mid-boss
you?
Mike.
Master Mike.
Master Mike.
Master Mike. Thank you, Mike.
Mid-boss. Ryan, you're the worst at interviewing. No,
Master Mike, what...
Mid-boss Master
right,
Mike.
Mid-boss Master Mike.
Thank you so
what,
much.
When did they decide, you know, this guy's showing some promise, let's maybe promote him. Like,
when, when you were a guard, like what they...
Had that happen, yeah. Did you... I mean, you lasted a long time as a guard. So
yeah. I was lasting a pretty long time. The last game I was in was a... I could say it was a Resident Evil game. Right. And it was the I had to just be stand in the corner and just not move. I ended up not
that much fun, right? I guess
it
you
wasn't
say.
Fun. Yeah. But we weren't supposed to move. And a lot of the guy before
were you a zombie or you were a guard?
I was zombified.
Okay.
In it, but I was sort of like dressed as a soldier. It was sort of like this later on in the game. And the main character, like, I end up withstanding that I was just getting punched in the back of the head. Yeah. It wasn't killing me. It was just annoying. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the guys that tried to do this job ended up, like, when they would get punched, turn and, like, you know, attack the player, which they weren't supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But I ended up taking a lot of head damage. Okay. And then just, you know, they were like, wow, you're really in character. So they were like, that kind of guts that you have.
It impressed them.
Yeah. Okay. They were like, why don't you be a mid-boss? And then I handed in my jacket with numerous money and ammunition clips. Yeah. And
now, do you know when the game producers, like, or the big, you know, big wigs in the game industry are watching? Like, do you know, like, when? Do you get nervous?
Scouts. Oh, like, you know, scouts. Yeah, like secret scouted. Shoppers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sort of? Yeah. Or if it's just a regular player or something.
I think it's sometimes they scout sometimes. I think this one was a regular, just trolling, annoying player.
Right.
And they just, you know, they were able to monitor. They're like, wow,
this one, they just noticed it.
They were like, this guy's got gusto.
It pays to do what you're told and follow the directions.
I mean, it does, yeah. That's all it is. It's do a good job. Do what you're told. Yeah.
Who's the favorite mid-boss, not mid-boss, main boss that you've worked for?
My favorite main boss?
Yeah.
Definitely not Mr. H.
No, of course not.
Definitely not.
Not bring his name up anymore.
No, I'd rather not. Mm-hmm. I think Wesker from an older Resident Evil game, which wasn't the one I'm talking about.
Right.
I liked him a lot. Yeah. I thought he had a goal.
Is it regular form, or are you talking about like mutated Wesker?
Regular form, mutated. We weren't allowed to talk to him. He was in mutated form. We couldn't even make eye contact.
Right. He's in character.
Yeah,
well, because where were his eyes?
We had to keep distance from that. I thought Wesker was he was great, and he gave me he taught me a lot of stuff I know about being a boss. You know, a big boss now.
Yeah, I see you're wearing similar sunglasses to him. Also,
yeah, these are great. Yeah, I asked him where he got these. He said Ray-Ban.
Right.
And I said, great. So I went to the local mall, and I, the one that wasn't infested with zombies, and then just bought them at the Sunglass Hut.
Is it a tight community, the boss community? Like, do you guys help
each
other out?
Oh, it's small. Yeah, it's great. We just help each other with, like advice. And stuff with each other.
Like what kind of homing missiles are
stand on a higher platform.
Stay on a higher platform, you know, get better guards, train better guards, hide in a better place, have an escape plan. Mm. Make sure that you can see all the weapons that are laying in the room as possible so you know, they have a rocket launcher, for example. Some of them installed mirrors so they could see behind them. I thought that was interesting.
Oh, smart.
But then the last time someone did that, Hero shot the mirrors out and caught on.
Right.
So then he was like, they're still blind.
Okay. Have you ever considered getting one of those bike helmets with the little mirror on the side?
Oh!
That way it'd be a lot harder to shoot.
That's a great... I mean, I like that idea.
But then they may start shooting at your face more.
And they're probably going to shoot at your face anyway.
I mean, that is true. That is true. Yeah. I just don't know. I got to see if I'm able to... If I could install those onto my next job. Which
You do have horns.
Yeah.
So
These horns are... These are good. I haven't been able to gore anyone with them.
Oh, that, are you looking forward to that?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Was it like a dream when you got the call? Like, hey, we're going to promote this guy. Was it like... I know you wanted to... Being in this game for a long time, was it to move up and up? Was it like a big dream for you and your family?
Yeah, I mean, it was. Yeah, it's definitely a pay raise. Mm-hmm. It makes I have more. I'll be able to get better jobs as long as I'm not completely destroyed.
That's good.
Yeah, which is good. Yeah. But I just couldn't believe his dream come true. My dream is to become a boss.
Yeah,
that's my dream is
to be able to
final boss,
to be able to control the world that I'm gaming in, to be able to really
is a mid boss the same as a level boss? This I'm sorry, a level boss? Yeah, I'm kind of ignorant of the.
No, that's a great question.
I guess in some cases. I mean,
in some games, sometimes in some games, Mega Man are all like those are all mid bosses. Yeah. Yeah. You know, but then
it's kind of like an ensemble cast.
They're making a Mega Man 11. Have you gotten that call to be a Mega Man boss?
Oh, not yet. I mean, that's to be when you're changing, like from human to monster is pretty easy. From human to like Reploid or any kind of machine, it's a different union.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh.
The robots. It's a different union as the robots. Monsters and humans have the union was started together. Okay. The robot union was built later.
What is it called, the robot union?
Yeah. It's just the MBR, the mid-boss robot union. Oh. MBRU.
Oh, it's pretty, pretty on the nose.
Pretty on the nose. Okay. It's pretty on the nose. The monster union is called Blurg.
What, the monster and humans together? Blurg. Or they split off?
The Monster Union and the Human Union is the same. It's Blurg. But
is that an acronym? It's just Blurg.
That's an onomatopoeia.
The monster just that made it up. Was named Blurg, and then like everyone was like, hey, let's call it Blurg. And then someone tried to,
Yeah. You think you would get killed if you try to unionize against the main boss, but...
Well, I think we're all in this together to kill.
Oh, it's really against like you know Nintendo
player.
Or
the player or the player. You know the hero. Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'd love to ask you about because as a mid boss, you get more dialogue with the hero. So, are there any heroes who you've had great dialogue with
so far?
Yeah. Like, who are your favorite heroes to have dialogue with?
My favorite hero dialogue. I've only had a couple, not that much. I mean, I recall like as a soldier, you know, it was just what? Who's there? Right. What's that? Huh? Like that's all it was. I don't know how many times I've said, huh? Like, it's just...
right.
Even doing it now, I get, like, a pain in my stomach. It's just been so
bad
much.
Bad memory.
Yeah. I think right now, I have you now is my favorite one. Also, that one's good.
Did you get a cool laugh, like, once you get mid-boss? Yeah, that's
it.
Like,
okay,
like,
good.
As a soldier, we weren't allowed to laugh, so I didn't...
Yes, you have to be focused.
Exactly. At work, it's just, you know, I think the only thing close to a laugh as a soldier was... what? Like that's about as far as
slice your throat. Right. Here.
Well, if the player gets to you, that means that all your employees have failed, right, in their job. Yeah. Basically,
and that's a hard thing to come to. Is like I've been those guys. Yeah. I've been those.
Right.
And they're probably all dead, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Those bumbling idiots. Like I've been a bumbling idiot. Now you know. Now I'm in a better seat. Now I need to train better guards. And I'll tell you, when anytime a hero gets to me, I'm furious. I mean, I can't punish them because they're deceased.
Right.
But if I could, I mean, it's just every time I have to keep training new soldiers, new creatures, new monsters, new things to be like, you know, don't be stupid. Even when I tell them like it's a box, don't be afraid of a box. They still are afraid of a box.
But you were there. You should show some compassion, I would think. No, I mean,
no.
I mean, I survived. Oh, yeah, no, I don't want to show any compassion.
You did it. Why can't they?
I did it. I survived. Yeah. Why can't they? Yeah, yes, I was fooled by boxes and vents and people going, psst, come here, like I have. But, you know, it's not, not anymore.
Okay.
You better do your job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken part in a level, you know, where they have the levels or it's all just like at the end where it's just all mid-bosses, you know? Have you
all
been
mid-bosses?
Like,
you mean sort of like a Mega Man?
That lead up to the final.
Like a lead up to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in a couple of those lead ups, but then like I got skipped. So they fought on the boss, but they found a workaround, and I was like, I was like, no! That was one of the other lines I had.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have you so melted much. Ever before? Like when a hero kills you, have you just like melted into a puddle of ooze? Sometimes it happens to bosses, you know?
I've been injured.
Okay.
My job that I was in previous before the sunken underwater was I had I would be damaged, and then I would leave.
You'd fly away.
One retreat in me that, you know, I had enough energy in me that when I'm at a certain point, I could split.
Yeah.
Gotcha. One of the greatest mid-boss jobs I find that I would love to have is the unstoppable mid-boss.
Nemesis, yes.
The ones that are due to storytelling, no matter what, I can't be defeated.
Yeah.
It's the kind of boss that beats the crap out of the hero. There's no way you could fight back. You can fight back, but it's just a waste of time.
Right.
Very Final Fantasy had a couple of those.
Right, like that's the first boss.
Yeah, like you have to get boss. Right?
You have to die.
You have to die, but then the hero, like, they're just dropping potions and spells, and they think they could do it, but they can't. I mean, that's the dream for a mid-boss.
Yeah.
But
I guess.
I had one retreat in me in the last job that I was able to be
injured enough that I could get away. But then they never got to me after that, which was good. Nice. I mean, otherwise, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah. So when they Okay, go kill.
How do you feel about recurring bosses? Do you feel like they're taking your jobs? Like, you know, when you see recurring bosses where you have to fight them like four or five times, like that could be a job that could go to you.
This guy, I just fought this guy three levels ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's it. You know, we're trying to fight that with the union, but it's those are non-union.
That's usually like a kind of a result of like a low budget on a game, right? Where you can't afford to hire the right amount of personnel.
It's just lazy. Yeah.
Creativity, I guess, is lacking a bit.
It's just lazy. It's like, oh, let's do the same one over
and
over.
It's the same guy, but stronger and harder to defeat, even though nothing changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's annoying. Or unless they were almost destroyed, taken back, upgraded, you know, then they come back as a different fight. But those scabs are the ones that just do the over and over just the same crap.
What's the game where you had to literally do the entire fight, every single boss?
Mega Man did that.
Shovel Knight.
Yeah.
Actually, it used to be like a whole thing with like old school
back in the
games.
Day, you're like, oh, you beat the game. Yeah. Well, here's every single enemy and then the final boss.
Or you had to fight yourself, which I thought was also crappy cop out because that could go to someone like me.
Yeah, do you ever get a job where you have to dress up as the player and then fight as the hero, like the Dark Link or something?
It's like Dark Link?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, I haven't, but I've had friends that have and they hate it.
It's probably a lot of time in the makeup chair.
Yeah,
right?
You got to have like, then you're not even being your own character. You have to study the hero. It's like you're playing something.
It's like
you're
cosplaying as a hero.
Yeah, you're cosplaying something you hate. Like you want to kill them. Right. You know? You want to destroy them.
Yeah.
I hear you. Okay.
I can open beer cans with these horns. it's pretty cool.
We got to get you a bottle of
shotgun a beer.
Yeah. How's it affected your home life, like with your wife and your kids? Like, how do they.
My kids knew what they were going to do. Like, they're at an age now where they think it's cool. Like, I came home with, you know, the last year with, like, horns and the eye in the chest had to heal.
How does that heal exactly? Do you, like, put Neosporin on it? Or?
Yeah, over time, they give you medication. It's like a big patch and then some creams. It's just like I couldn't hug my kids because they would literally put me in there. But it's like...
Can you see out of the eye?
I could have, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
You have to close my head eyes and then I could
see. You close your head eyes, you open the chest eye.
Yeah. And
is it the same kind of vision or are you seeing
great question.
People's intentions or thoughts or something like that?
You see intentions and thoughts, and also it was very like heat vision too.
Oh, so
it's like you see heat and then, you know, I could see like what, you know, their life and stuff. Oh. Which is, you know, I didn't want to use it around my kids because if I saw out of that eye to see my child, I'll know how long they would live for. It's tempting to not look in the mirror to see your own fate or see your wife's fate or whatever, but
I would use that to look in what subway car where it wasn't 1,000 degrees. Sometimes, you know,
that's smart. Idea,
that's what I would use it for. Like if I had that extra eyeball on my chest.
Real good use of that power.
Hey, yeah, it's great.
Sometimes you walk in that car and you're like, oh, wrong one. You walk right off. Yeah, you gotta run to the next one. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was, my wife, it took, she doesn't hate what I do. But she wishes it was a simpler, you know.
She liked the guard life.
Yeah.
Does it affect the bedroom?
The bedroom?
The horns must.
Must be hard if your arm is like half tentacle, you know?
Yeah, you're literally sleeping with a monster.
But you are bigger. I mean, I don't know. Does that?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't. It affects the genitals a bit, but my wife is a small woman.
Okay.
She doesn't appreciate a large.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, which is good. But I mean, it does affect the bed. I had to sleep on the couch for the first. Month, which is fine. And it wasn't a fight. It just, you know, she just goes, I don't feel comfortable knowing that, you know, you're going to ooze while you're sitting in bed.
Yes.
And I don't know if that eye's looking at me. And also, you know, you're cuddling and a horn would hit her and she, you know. It's exhausting.
That makes sense.
What's going to happen when you become like a main boss? Like a main final boss? Right, yeah.
I mean,
because they have several forms.
They do. I mean, the pay's upgraded, but, you know.
It could put a lot of stress on the marriage, I'm just saying.
It could, but, I mean, again, like, I'm making more. I mean, this is my dream and my job.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't get in her way. You know, she is
what does she do?
She's a manager of a car wash.
Oh, so she changed jobs.
So she started at the bottom at the car wash.
Yeah,
and she worked her way up to
manager. Yeah, now she's managed. Yeah, yeah. And she changed jobs. Yes.
Completely from being an NPC to now a car wash manager.
Yeah, she did. She didn't want to do the NPC work.
Well, she could
anymore.
Be a car wash NPC? An NPC car washer.
That is true.
Like GTA or something. Yeah, she's probably just managing the GTA.
Yeah.
Couch,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like she was tired of being the NPC. You know, she just didn't want to do it anymore. She felt bored, stagnant. She was just standing around. And
she was baking bread or something, right? Remember you told me something like that?
Yeah. She was a baker in a couple city games, and she just wanted to leave. Now she's just doing a regular. She loves it, you know. She's managing people. She sort of feels like a mid boss, is what she feels like, you know. Because there's the owner's the boss.
Yeah, yep.
She's the mid boss, the manager. Right. So we both have this very like there's people.
That's kind of true, right? You are middle management now, basically.
Yeah, right. yeah, Yeah, middle magic. Can't wait to be the big boy, the big boss.
Do you have to do like HR stuff now? Do you have to like have yearly reviews with your guards and like? Yeah,
no, I do. And I remember I sat through those meetings. I sat through all those meetings, so I know how it feels. So I try to spice them up, make them you know, with a sense of humor and some fun, you know, make them entertaining.
Yeah, like, well, like how
puppets? Yeah, use puppets
for you or for them?
For me, I hold. I do a little puppet show. Right. It's like, here's what not to do. Here's what you can do to be a better guard.
Right, okay. And you have like a little cardboard cut out of a cardboard box.
Yep, a little cardboard box. Yeah, cardboard cut out of a cardboard box. And I'm like, here's what you shouldn't do. It's like, oh, I'm here. I'm just on break, and I'm like, try not to be on break too long.
Right.
If you need to use the bathroom, remember to have tells people I'm using the bathroom so people can watch you. A lot of these guards, you know, they just go in a bush and just whiz.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know.
So you train him yourself.
I do.
That's part of his job.
That's part of my job.
I didn't know the mid boss did. Yeah, it's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, performance reviews, training.
Yep.
Right.
So I mean, there's a lot of paperwork. It does get boring.
What about
you know,
sexual harassment stuff? You got to talk about that, or you have to deal with that stuff too.
We don't have to deal with a lot of it because there's no women that
it's
are
mostly
guards.
Dudes. Right.
Yeah, like last time we talked, like there's not a lot of women that are guards. I think most of the women.
But I'm sure
there are
gay guards.
Yeah, of course. We haven't ran across. I think everyone's pretty respectful, but I haven't run across that yet. That's a
okay, good.
That's a good new thing to worry about now. Thank you so much.
No gay guards
now. I mean, there may be gay guards now, but now I never thought of. I need to just make
well,
sure.
Well, if
like,
you don't
hey
ask,
guys.
They don't tell.
Right. So it's probably a don't ask, don't tell.
It's like the NFL,
kind of
society,
right?
Yeah.
It's like, there's got to be some.
Most women, I think. Like I think last week talked about it mostly are mid bosses and bosses. There aren't a lot of women as soldiers.
Yeah, there's a big gap. There's a big gender gap. There should be more women.
We just don't have them. I mean, listen. If any girls out here listening that want to be guards and anything, listen, go for it. I will hire anyone as long as you're.
How can they contact you for these shows?
My email,
Max,
I think it's maxbossbigbad@hotmail.com.
Okay. Max, Boss. Max,
which is a difference. It's before I got my title,
right?
You know, I was like, oh, Max.
Oh, you
Boss,
you already had that like as a dream.
Yeah,
like,
that was my dream email.
It's kind of like your secret.
I would email myself from my old account. Just so I could see what it
was
looks
your old
like.
Account?
Just Soldier Mike.
Just Soldier Mike.
Hotmail.com.
Right.
Yeah. But I would email myself just to see what it was like to be like, oh, look, I have an email as a mid-boss. And I would just, it was made just being
that's
like
the,
keep
the,
working.
It's like the secret. Put it out there and it'll happen. Like, you made your email
just
big
like the secret,
boss.
Yeah.
Magic.
I had a vision board.
Magic Mike? What was it?
Huh?
Magic Mike?
Mid-boss? Master Mike?
Master Mike.
I like it. I like changing the name up. Okay. I had a dream board, you know, a dream.
Yeah. What was on your vision board? Yeah, what was on your vision board?
Goro?
Goro
was on it.
He's definitely above
great.
He's high end. He's like almost the final boss. Really
surprised. I mean, when he first got the job, you know, he thought he'd be the boss because he was such a frightening creature.
Yeah,
and he's like, oh, I'm working for this old man.
He's a lot more frightening than Shang.
Very upset.
Wasn't he the final one in regular Mortal Kombat?
No,
or was
no.
He's the winner of the tournament. He won the tournament.
Shang Tsung was the final boss.
Shang Tsung was the final boss. All right.
It's kind of unfair because Shang Tsung doesn't actually have to participate in the tournament, and like so Goro's like, he just beat you know won the tournament, but then,
yeah he was, and the weird things like then you beat him and then Shang Tsung has to step in, you know, it's such a weird. I think that's a cushy boss job, just because in the Mortal Kombat universe you could get killed over and over again and just come back to life, versus most games when you're killed you're done, you know you're out of it. And Mortal Kombat's a good cushy job because. Everyone dies, and you get
But it's very like rough death, right?
Oh, you know? Extremely rough. I mean,
I much rather be hit with like a slow bullet than
exactly.
Then
imagine someone ripping your head out of you. Feel your spine being ripped out of your body.
Yeah,
it's jarring.
Are you a fan of like when you beat a hero?
Yeah.
Are you cool with them starting right outside your door or doing the entire level over again?
I mean, I think they should do the whole level again.
That's the worst.
Mm-hmm. I mean, of course. I mean, no one's a fan of it, but imagine. I don't want him outside my door.
Yeah.
He dies. He's outside. I got to wait two more of his deaths. I mean, come on. You got to restart.
There's no incentive for him, I guess, to try a little harder if he's
going
to start
right there. No, why? Yeah. I got three more lives, whatever. Yeah. I'm going to find his weakness, then I'll just exploit it.
Right.
You know? Which is aggravating.
There's always a weakness. Right?
Always.
Yeah.
We're stuck with it.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Like your eye is your. Oh, well, don't tell us your weakness.
Oh,
don't
please.
Tell us your weakness.
Yeah, that was my old character.
That was an inappropriate
question. The new one now, I'm not sure. I would admit, you know, since I'm protecting a child, I would imagine.
I mean, you do have a little, like, bulgy thing on your neck.
Yeah.
And it's very red.
Throbbing
it's red.
And
it's
red.
Throbbing
red.
I mean, if you slapped me here, I would get very.
I would never do that.
No, because you're not rude. But I'm saying, like, if you hit me, I mean, I would be extremely hurt.
Yeah.
Maybe you should get a scarf. Maybe cover that up or something.
That's a great idea.
It might chafe it, though. Be careful.
We have my chafe. chafe it. Also, I think I got to look at the union rules. You might have, we might be obligated to have our weakness showing.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know.
Is that a concession that you guys had to make early on?
Well, that's one of them. Because it's hard to cover up your weakness.
I've always wondered why.
You have like a glowing,
why not cover it up?
You have like a glowing shoulder, like, hit him there.
Yeah. It's part, it was part of the
bargaining.
It's part of the deal.
Contracts. Yeah.
I just want to go back to the gender equality that you'd mentioned before.
Yes.
It's just so funny that you mentioned how there's like not a lot of female guards.
Of course.
But yeah, they're female heroes. So do you ever feel weird when you have to fight a female hero?
I think when that comes down to it, I mean, in the first job, you know, you had, it's a tough thing to go beyond because you're like,
right,
you know, just because I growing up, you know, I'm 42.
Right. You're not supposed to hit women, right?
You're not supposed to hit
every
women.
Day.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know what it's like now. I'm not sure if it's okay to hit women now because everyone wants to be treated equal. So I'm not sure.
But you have to hit women in your job. Saying, on the job, you do.
I have to.
Because the hero's there to kill you. Like, she's coming at you with a sword.
To me, man, woman, mutant, monster, robot, you're a hero to me. Gender, I don't see when it comes to that because I have to destroy you.
Okay, that's pretty good.
It is. You have to. You know, and I don't look for exploits as if a character's a man or a woman. I don't look for the exploits. I just look at the, you know, as a hero, what are the weaknesses as a hero?
So you wouldn't like punch a guy in the nuts or something?
Yeah, I wouldn't punch a man in the nuts or you know, or backhand a pair of breasts or something like that.
is that what
I would imagine
that is hurt. That a lady,
I mean,
weakness?
I think if I punch someone in the vagina, I would imagine it would be as painful as someone.
I mean, Johnny Cage has done it tons of times.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Johnny's he is a problem.
He's dirty.
Yeah. they tried taking that out of it for a long time, but he insisted that was one of his Taekwondo moves. Yeah, and he was like, "It's one of my moves." And they were like, "Come on, man, you throw a shadowy ball and a shadow kick and an uppercut. Let's get rid of the nut shot."
Yeah,
Said nope, and he insisted.
I was cool with that. That was my favorite move back then. Because I was a child.
It's the least surprising thing I've heard.
Yeah, that's not shocking at all. But yeah, I don't see it. I think I have to destroy, you know, when you come into my dungeon, you're going to get killed. I don't care who you are. Child, I'll kill.
Wow.
You're also okay with,
anything. We have to. If it's a hero, we have to try to kill.
Right, you have to try.
Have to try. There's every, look at every game and
right, what's the point
TV
if you
show.
Don't?
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you even in this industry?
Yeah, why we go easy on children? Like, you know, I told my son who wants to be a hero as well as my daughter. I'm just like, you know, you got to understand, like, if you have to kill anything.
You're going to kill.
Is
that a point of contention in the house, though, since your son wants to be a hero? Do you ever feel
trying to talk him out of it, but I would never tell him what he can't be. But, you know, it's just the fear of, like, what if he grows up and then he has to fight dad one day?
Yeah.
That's an interesting story.
Yeah, that would make a great story.
Great game and story.
That's a lot of games.
You'd probably be a final boss then.
That's like God of War.
Yeah.
It's like Kratos and Zeus.
That is true.
What would you prefer him to be instead?
I mean, I would prefer him to be a boss, you know.
Oh, okay.
A vicious villain.
Maybe like an owner of a car wash or something like that.
No.
No, okay.
I mean, if he wants to, sure.
Right, okay.
I mean, my wife loves it.
Yeah.
Bless her. Bless her little managing
heart. A little Breaking Bad action going on, right?
She loves it.
Yeah.
And if he does, if he wants to grow up and be a basketball player or a lawyer or something like that, what am I going to do? It's fine. Yeah. You know, he doesn't have to be in the business, but I'd love to rule his father.
What about college? How do you feel about college?
For colleges? Very expensive. I think he'd go to a trade school. We don't need colleges.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's a scam.
Is there a mid-boss trade school? Like, can you go and then get an MBA like a mid-boss?
It used to be part of DeVry, but then when DeVry doesn't do it anymore. It's an online course now. We're trying to get accredited to be a school.
Probably because most of their graduates died.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to get alumni money. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no alumni money. No one can come back and speak. It's tricky because everyone's perished. But we're trying to get accredited. You know, so hopefully we'll see.
Good luck.
Wait, so you're part of the school?
I mean, I went to it, but I'm there to like support and help out.
What is it called?
The school of for the mid boss?
Yeah, the mid boss. Yeah. The boss school. Yeah,
the boss school. It's just the Boston School of Bosses.
Boston School of Bosses, right.
Yeah, Boston School of Bosses.
BSB? In Boston.
Boston School of Bosses.
It's only in Boston.
BSAB.
Yeah. Well, it's Bob. We call it Bob. Hey, you going to Bob today? I was like, I'll see you, Bob.
Good.
We call it Bob. It's only in Boston.
That's only in Boston.
Boston's a fighting city.
It is a fighting city.
That is very true.
That's true.
Fighting Irish.
Yep. Yep. That's what they did.
Irish.
The Fighting Irish.
That's Notre Dame in Indiana, but okay.
I don't think I've ever fought an Irish hero.
The Celtics, right? They fight.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think there's many Irish heroes, though.
In video games?
Yeah, I guess if you think about
it's because of the alcoholism, right? It's hard to be.
Possibly.
I think
that is true. I can't think of any Irish heroes.
I did not.
BJ Blazkowicz of Wolfenstein. He's Jewish.
There's a couple of like there. Aaron Ryan in Super Punch Out was Irish, I believe.
But he was
definitely Irish heroes. I mean,
yeah. All the Punch Out, they're all mid bosses.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're great.
It's a whole game mid bosses.
Glass Joe is really cool.
He was on the podcast.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, what? He was? Oh, yeah, great.
Or, one of our early ones.
Or Jou, as he was called.
Jou.
Yeah.
He's Jou. French. Jou.
Wes Jou.
Wes
Jou.
Mixmaster Mike. Matt?
Master Mike.
Master Mike?
Yeah.
Master Blaster.
He's, you should show him the proper respect.
I'm sorry. Seriously. Master Mike.
Yeah. Master Blaster Mike.
This has been great. Do you want to play a quick game with us?
I played this before. It was fun.
That's right. You remember Wed Bed Dead, right?
Of course.
We're going to play it again with three totally new characters.
Oh, yes.
Right? All randomly generated by our beep bop boop bop boop machine here.
Maybe you'll be on this one day.
For listeners who don't know, there's one person who you have to choose to wed. Marry one person you have to choose to bed, have sex with, and one person you want dead.
Yeah, one of these guys is a hero. That
interesting.
Yeah,
I think I know where I'm going with that one.
Who actually killed one of your old bosses? First guy here, great, groundbreaking game for the Nintendo Entertainment System, Bionic Commando.
Oh.
We all remember him.
Yeah,
he had a green jumpsuit.
Yes, I do.
And he's got a bionic arm.
Yes,
and that arm
does.
Had a telescoping arm where he can grab things, he can swing around.
A grapple. It was a grappling hook.
He couldn't jump.
Yes.
Bionic Commando cannot jump.
Weak legs.
Yeah. Very. Keep that in mind.
Because the arm is heavy.
It's Bionic Commando.
Is that why?
Yep. Yeah, the arm is too heavy.
Are
so
we talking Bionic Commando recent, or are we talking old school?
I think old school.
Old school.
Oh,
old school.
Nintendo.
Because now Bionic Commando can jump.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go with the old school one.
Well, the materials are different now.
The original. Much the original.
Sure.
Pixelated.
Sure. Dead. Go on.
Hold on.
Well, looks like that was easy.
Next one we have is, I guess, an unlikely hero, so to speak. His name is Lester the Unlikely. This was a horrible...
I do not know this at all.
I know what this is.
It's a terrible Super Nintendo game, I think. He looked like...
Whoa!
A super nerdy guy.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. He's lost on like a beach.
Yes.
I played this. Oh, wait. Wasn't this from that...
We played a Retro Bits in my game.
Oh, yes.
Me and my friend TJ.
I played this game.
Oh, do you mean... TJ Del
Rito. TJ Del Rito.
Very funny comedian.
Yes.
He has a podcast as well.
Maybe.
I think Unlimited Lives Radio.
Yes.
I think so.
I listen all the time.
He takes a very strong poop. I know that much.
Very strong poop.
Yes.
He's a boss. I would consider him a boss.
Lester the Unlikely.
Sure.
One of the worst characters, heroes ever. Yeah. The game is terrible. You should try to play it. It's really that bad.
Very bad.
He really does look like a stereotypical nerd.
He's scared of every enemy in the game. He runs away from crabs and he can't jump. It's really, really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Lester.
Interesting. Two men so far.
Yeah. The last one. I don't know what you'd call it, Boston. No. So Harley Quinn from Injustice.
My God.
Oh, this got exciting, didn't it? This just got exciting.
She's a
mid-level.
How do you feel about her, Mike?
Classic Batman villain, girlfriends with the Joker.
She's like a second in command. Almost.
Yeah, she is. Yes. She's
final boss. Yeah, she is.
She's up there with mid-bosses because it's a fighting game.
Right.
She's
you're right.
Fighting games are mainly all mid-bosses.
Especially if you're
in like the Living Towers and she's the last one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there you go.
She works for NetherRealm, which is a great studio.
So what do you think here, Mike? We got Bionic Commando, Lester Master the Unlikely, Mike. Who's scared of everything, and Harley Quinn from Injustice.
I think I definitely kill Bionic Commando.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not sleeping or marrying with a hero. Okay, I'm not. Okay. I just can't. Number one, I'd probably get in trouble.
Yeah.
Number two, it's this.
Oh, is that against union rules?
Yeah, you know, we got to keep. Yeah.
So maybe you should do it then.
It's like Grease.
It's like what?
Like Grease or Wet Side Story.
It's just like Grease. Yeah, it's just like Grease. You can't.
It's foreboding, maybe you should try it. Who knows?
Yeah. He's going to be dead. Yeah. Okay.
And he did kill Hitler, though, in the game.
Yeah, come on. Well, Mr. H?
Yes, sorry.
I mean, to each his own. That's fine. I don't care that he killed that boss.
Should. Okay.
Well, you know, I don't. That's fine. I don't. I'm not in with Mr. H's beliefs or anything. It was a job, like I said. But he's a hero. I cannot. Now, even though Lester is a hero as well, technically,
he's not much of a hero.
Not really.
So that's why I will. Now, if I wed someone, am I able to bed them because we're married?
So we had this argument. Wedding is more of like a.
Companionship.
Like married. Companionship. I mean, there's going to be some action.
You got to go shopping with this person, go on road trips.
But you
with
can't
this
really
person.
Like sleep with them.
It won't be as good as a one night bedding. Let's say.
And you're not sleeping with them regularly.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like, hey, honey,
the sex has gotten boring at that point.
Sure.
We're talking like once every 2 months sex.
Interesting. Interesting.
That's like eh.
It's an interesting conundrum.
Yeah.
I guess I would. Bah. Oh man. It's a good one.
Yeah, it's tough.
Harley Quinn, I'd like to bed and wed.
Yep.
But I don't know if I could deal with Lester. I don't think I could wed Lester. I think it'd be too, he'd be scared the whole time and I don't think we'd ever get anything done.
If you wed him?
Yeah, because if I'm in my Marine suit for the next game I'm in, or as I'm now with my horns, I mean, you imagine if every day you wake up, they're like, ah! like every day. Right. It's frightening. So I think I'll bed Lester because I think he'd be too scared to even go through with it. I think he would just be crying and running. And then I think I would wed Harley Quinn. Even if I could, even if I could be with her for 2 months, she's a beautiful, dangerous, frighteningly. I mean, she's a most of the villains.
You're
gonna
be a good
dream.
Combo.
Yeah,
be a good
she's
combo.
A dream. Mm. Yeah, she's evil. She's out of her mind. She's crazy. Crazy. She's sexy. Though. Oh, I love it.
I don't know if I could do crazy.
Yeah, but you know what? My you know, I never really dated a lot of like, you know, dangerously wild women.
Okay.
You know, my wife is an NPC and now she manages a car wash. Bless her heart. She's a great woman. Just, you know, she's very just level-headed, smart, calm, cool. You know, sometimes as a villain, I, you know, like I've been sidled with like assistants that were, you know, like, like women mid-boss assistants and it's great. And, you know, you do work, you might get little crushes and stuff, but I never do that to my wife. Just in case you're listening, honey, I would never do that. You know what I'm saying? but, you know, she seems...
it just kind of came out there.
Oh, sorry. She would seem...
too bad you didn't do that a lot of times.
A good. Lot of times?
That was good.
It's all my bad. Yeah, I guess I should have planned it more.
Perfect. That's okay. Calvin, what do you think?
Ooh, well, this actually is pretty easy. I'm going to... Dead Lester.
Oh.
Because he's definitely a virgin and no.
We teach him. You could teach him. Change him. Why you want to change all these people?
Yeah. Why not give him
some
an option?
Are
like
unchangeable. He, no.
He's a kid. He needs your guidance. Maybe he doesn't
really
even know he's gay.
That makes it even worse that he's a child. No.
He's not a child.
He's 18. He's like 22.
Yeah, he's like 22.
He's a nerd in college.
Nerd.
You know.
Yeah, I thought you were going to actually take him on as your project and show him a good night.
I'm not Captain Save-A-Ho. He's dying. Okay. That's just gone.
All right.
I never fought Captain Save-A-Ho. Is he a character?
I never fought an old Genesis game.
Oh, very good.
Very, very ancient.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, but because you made a good point. Like, he's going to be so annoying. I don't really, penis? Yeah. No, dead.
Exactly.
Immediately.
That's what I would say.
If anybody needs your help, Calvin, it's him.
It's Lester.
Yeah, if anyone, yeah.
All right, too bad.
Nah, sorry. I'm very sorry, all but right. No. Harley Quinn, I would bed. I think that that would be very fun.
Every time he beds the woman. Every time.
No, because, okay.
Worst
I don't,
gay guy alive.
Please.
You're going to lose your bona fides.
You're
going to lose your bona fides.
Well, no, because, well, like, I mean, crazy's going to be fun, but, like, I don't want to live with crazy.
All
right. I mean, because, like, it. You know, I mean, it'll be fun because in bed it'll be great. She's got all these, like, wacky toys she'll use in bed.
What if she smashed you with a hammer, though?
Again, wacky stuff.
It's great.
Okay. A little BDSM never hurt anybody.
What does that stand for?
It did.
Bondage, domination, submission.
Masochism?
Masochism.
Yeah. I didn't even know that. Okay. Interesting. Okay. I didn't know it was that many things.
I think you should read a book.
But yeah, no, I think it'd be a lot of fun. And then, like, again, that's going to be great stories. I'm going to hear great stories about the Joker and Batman and Poison Ivy because, you know, she and Poison Ivy have a thing too. So, it'd be hot. And
all right. Yeah. Nice. No, you make good points.
So, bed Harley. And then,
probably terrible pillow talk because she's crazy, right? Probably just like saying crazy nonsense.
Yeah, but that'd be kind of fun.
She'd call
like,
you Mr. C.
Yep.
Yeah. Mr. C. You know, in that Brooklynese accent. Yeah. I'd be into it.
Okay.
And then,
so then you're going to have to.
Not have to. I will want to bed. Sorry, wed Bionic Commando.
Yeah, how come?
Because he's strong. He's like relatively silent. He's a protector. With that arm, he can like reach up and grab high things off of like high shelf.
Yeah, that's not bad. Like, yo, can you get past the salt real quick? I was in the kitchen. I got it.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. Yeah.
Not bad.
And like seriously, I mean, I think.
What about his dreadlocks? Oh, the old one. All right. The new one, he is dreadlocks.
I like a spike
character. Yeah, I mean, I have a problem with white people in dreadlocks, but I can overcome that.
I understand.
Plus, you know, if we're married, I'll get him to cut them.
Oh, my God.
You're trying to change it?
there it is. What if it was the new...
See, that is fixable damage. Yeah. I can fix dreadlocks.
Guys, stay away from Calvin Cato. He only wants to change you.
What if it was a new Bionic Commando? Would you bet him then? If it was a new Bionic Commando?
No, I would still I would still wed him over Harley Quinn.
All right,
I can't live with crazy.
Wow. Do you want to go?
Interesting.
All right, I'll go. Lester's been killed twice already.
Poor guy.
I feel really bad about this.
I know, right?
Mm. Wait, I didn't kill him.
No, you didn't. You killed Bionic Commando.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You betted him.
Yeah. Bedded him.
But I mean, he's going to be even more traumatized and scared after bedding you. Cause, you know, you have
what if we all bed him? Then he'd be very... He'd be,
oh, good Lord.
Yeah, he'd be a mess.
He'd be a mess.
Literally.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bet Harley Quinn.
Okay.
Because you know, obviously the whole crazy, you know, sexy thing. Everybody, you get it.
Yeah.
And face paint. That'd be pretty exciting for, you know, like a. But I'm not scared of clowns. I guess if you're scared of clowns, that could be tough.
Oh, the only problem is that what if that face paint gets on your pillow?
I guess you can't
turn
wash
the pillow
it.
Over. I don't know. Jesus Christ, Calvin. It's the easy solution. Yeah.
I know your guys. I don't know how often you wash your shit.
Calvin seems like he doesn't
I know how to change a pillowcase, yeah. Calvin.
Calvin seems like he doesn't reach high things, and he's like, I can't wash stuff, and I can't reach you. So it seems like you'd be a terrible mid-boss. You'd be so high up.
Who's left? Lester the Unlikely?
Bionic Commando.
Bionic Commando.
You're still on Harley.
I know. Well, I'm going to bed Harley.
Yeah, you're still thinking about it.
I guess I'm gonna wed Bionic Commando as well.
Yes.
Interesting.
Because it makes a lot of sense.
Interesting. Right? You both are idiots. Interesting.
I mean, he seems like he'd be a decent like person to hang out
with.
You know? Yeah. And the bionic arm is a big plus.
Yeah, for high things.
I'm pretty short. Yeah. I'm shorter than Calvin, yeah. Like that, for me, it would be like.
Makes sense.
Be pretty useful. Mm-hmm. And then I guess, sorry, Lester.
Yeah.
Poor Lester.
Poor Lester.
All right. I do not need someone to reach the top shelf for me.
Brian does not.
Obviously, no.
I can probably reach further than his arm.
You're very tall.
Probably, yeah.
But you do need a protector.
Maybe. So here's the thing. He can't jump, and I find that really annoying. Not that my wife jumps around all the time.
You've never seen your wife jump.
But just the fact that...
You don't have Goombas in your apartment?
But just the fact that he can't, if he had to, like, I think would get really annoying after a while to me. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to bet Harley as well. I don't want her to be too crazy, though.
What?
I don't know, man.
You can't control
a pie in the face, maybe.
What?
That might be kind of...
What about a gun that has bang come out of it?
That might be okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fine.
What about laughing gas that makes you laugh?
Laughing gas would be cool.
What if you orgasm and then like a bang thing comes out of your penis? That'd be pretty cool.
That's fine. Yeah.
What if she installed that somehow?
No. I don't want that to happen. So I'll bet Harley.
No one's afraid of the Joker? One of the greatest bosses? All right.
Well, this is he doesn't have to know. Would he get mad? He'd get really mad.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I assume
that might make
it
more. Oh, we shouldn't be doing this.
Yep. Yeah,
that would really turn it up.
Yeah,
in terms of being forbidden.
This is tough.
It's very tough.
Again, the greatest game of all time, Wed, Bed, Dead. This is what his.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Lester the Unlikely.
No, these decisions. But Lester's one of the worst games. Which is, I think this kid needs a break.
Yeah, he does.
And think I'm going to have to wed Lester.
Wow.
How unlikely is that, guys?
Yeah, that's pretty...
Right?
That is a plot twist.
So I'm going to wed him, and people change, right? So maybe after a while, he'll see how cool I am. And we're hanging out. We're having a good time.
Brian, we literally looked through 500 ALF comic books.
Shut up. Take him a night in the town. Hey, these are my friends. I do stand-up comedy. Hey, we're going to hang out.
Yeah, because that's also going to help the
coolness. We're going to do this. We're so cool. Watch some basketball and sports and everything. And maybe he'll just toughen up and be kind of like a buddy I get to hang out with and play video games with. You know, I feel like he'd like to just.
You think you can life coach him into like being like not.
I still think he'll be a dweeb most of his life. I think he'll just want to sit at home and play video games with me all day. And why not? That seems like kind of cool. And then, like I said before, Bionic Commando, fun game, hard game though.
Hard game.
And his gun only shoots like poo, 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 very slow. Can't jump.
You know, but enough of those, he'll kill anyone.
Yeah. I guess.
You know what I mean, okay?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's fine.
Yeah. So
sorry for your loss.
We're going to have to dead Bionic Commando, and those are my choices there, I think.
Oh, good for that.
I think I won.
Thank you to everybody listening. Thank you, Master Mike.
Can I shotgun this beer?
Yeah,
Right in his horn. Got that right in his horn. That was pretty awesome.
Thank you so much.
Mike, amazing. Thanks so much for coming on, and hopefully...
Listen,
down the road, if you become a main boss, man, keep in touch.
Yeah,
that's the name of your game. We'll look out for it, and hopefully we'll get to you.
I can't say that. I can't say it.
Yeah, we'll try not to kill you when we play you.
I mean, I doubt it. I doubt you will.
Oh.
But sure.
There's a challenge.
Sure. Of course it's a challenge.
We'll get the game genie.
Just make sure you leave your weaknesses just somewhere around.
I mean, we have to, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just let's, don't tell anyone.
Just give us a fighting chance.
Sure. Just let's not spread the word about my weakness. Okay.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. This has been amazing. Everybody. Once again, this is Pebble Carter's podcast. See ya.
Next Master Mike.
PCP.
Today's episode starred TJ Del Reno, back from episode 7 as a video game guard. Check him out at TJ Del Reno. Also, check him out, his radio show, his comedy podcast about video games and all that stuff, Unlimited Lives Radio on iTunes and Twitch. Fart!
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.